Question for you, right? 087 711 1038. I'm sure you do this too, and it's not just me and all these people online. I'll fill you in a sec. But for now, question being, what nickname do you have for your neighbour?
Okay. Oh, yeah, I love this.
Someone who lives around you, someone who lives in your estate, someone who lives in your apartment building or down the road. You have a name for them, probably, that you dub them among who you house share with or with your partner or kids or whatever.
Yeah.
Because you likely, maybe you don't know their name.
Mightn't be that flattering either.
There is the nickname. No, yeah. Not at all. So there's a person who lives very close to me and I see him around a lot, just hopping on the bus or you'd see him coming in and out or whatever. And I call him the slider guy.
The slider guy.
Okay. Slider guy.
You wear sliders?
I've never seen him with shoes that aren't sliders.
Okay.
I'm talking about in the middle of December. I'm talking about in the cold depths of frosty January mornings. If he's bringing out the bins or he's walking over to pick up something, he's wearing the sliders.
Okay. Wow.
I thought you meant because he's always eating tiny burgers.
Yeah. Another guy that
loves water parks.
Close to me seems to have in his possession a supermarket trolley.
Oh.
So in his possession?
He seems to quote unquote own this now.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's going to do his shopping, he brings the trolley
down with him.
To be fair, they are only a euro.
So he is known as Trolley Man's out again. Oh, did you see Trolley Man this morning? Oh, the Trolley Man did a big shop this morning. See all the bits he brought back? I saw Trolley Man in Nutgrove today. He actually brought the trolley home at a Nutgrove. Nutgrove didn't say anything to him about the trolley. This
I
is the
wonder if Trolley Man is listening right now.
I know, sorry.
I'd imagine there's only one person in Dublin that does that.
Oh my God, I'm Trolley Man.
Well, that is Trolley Man. Well, this also then happened to be a conversation point online during the week on X or Twitter. I think it's
actually we're only joking. We're only calling it Twitter.
Twitter forever. The question being, do you have nicknames for your neighbours? Same as. Someone replied saying, punchy neighbour. He stands on his driveway throwing punches into thin air.
That's funny.
To be fair, I do that before like a date, just to like get myself hyped up.
Angry dead tree neighbour. That's all we're going to know about that guy. And also this person replied saying, Tory neighbour.
Oh yeah. There's always one of them.
Very good.
And this person says, I don't know their real names, but even if I did, I'd still be calling them by their nickname.
See, I feel like these nicknames are quite an interesting one because I know girls have nicknames for like guys they're seeing and stuff with their groups and
yeah.
stuff like that. So I love the fact that it's a nickname for someone that there's only a tiny little group of people call them that. But what I'm curious is what do our neighbours call us?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh my God.
Probably like a little hottie or something.
You with your frosted tips now, God.
Yeah. It's Justin
Relax.
Timberlake.
That's definitely your nickname.
I'm a big fan of this one. We affectionately call one of our neighbours the Binfluencer because the whole estate follows him on what bin to put out.
Brilliant.
You're looking out the window.
That's
and
a lot of pressure.
In our case, on a Sunday night, because they're collecting on a Monday morning, what do the neighbours, is it green this week? And everyone's waiting on this guy
what
or woman to do
it. Yeah,
say this week.
That's brilliant.
And this is fantastic. It's so, I'm not sure if this person is Irish or not, but it's proper Dublin humour. In the early 70s, we had a neighbour who went on holiday to Spain, so he was forever known as Spanish Tony. Like forever and always.
That's I so love good. That Spanish Tony.
So get in touch. What do you call your neighbour? What nickname do you have for them? We'd love to hear from you this morning on 087 711 1038. What nicknames do you have for your neighbour? There's a guy living close to me and we call him the Trolley Man because he seems to own his own trolley and every time he goes to his grocery shop, he brings the trolley with him and I actually think fair play to you, man.
Love it. Why not?
You do you, Trolley Man.
You do you, man. And that's it. You do you. Shauna is standing by. Shauna, what do you call your neighbour?
He's called Weird Hat Man.
That's a neighbourhood nickname. Name I've ever okay. I heard of.
Is it the one honestly. Hat or are there many hats in rotation?
No, just the one bucket hat all the time.
A bucket hat?
Describe, no matter the weather.
Okay. Right, describe the bucket hat.
As well.
Okay, in his 60s, wearing a bucket hat. What kind of bucket hat is Ash asked there?
It's a beige bucket hat nice. And he's always walking his little dog as well.
Aww,
who he is now.
And why is he weird?
He just has a strange vibe.
Right.
So, sometimes well. That's all it's.
I don't know why we always assume that our neighbours are weird.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shauna Pett.
No worries, guys.
See you, Shauna. Bye.
Bye.
See you later. I'm trying to think about, like, over the years, I've had many of them kind of stay, or many nicknames for my neighbour.
Yeah.
I've had one that doesn't make any sense, but I had it since I was a kid. Grumpy Sausage, because he was just a really, really grumpy man.
It's probably something you overheard your mom saying, oh, that grumpy
yeah,
sausage.
We yeah. had the Milkman, because he was always on a bike bringing milk home from the shop. We had Mr. T, because he owns a Tesla.
Very good.
Big Guy, Judgy John, and Moody Miriam. They all
just
sound
so
like...
Named because of their personalities.
They all sound like Horrid Henry characters, don't they? Yeah.
It's brilliant. Mrs. C was on.
We have neighbours, like there's about 7 or 8 of them, and they all go to Mass on Sunday, so they have to pass by my door. And we call them the Fontrap family.
Fontrap family, very good.
That's so funny.
That's an old school one.
That's brilliant. Also then, lots of people getting in touch on text, yeah?
Yes, somebody says, keep me anonymous, we call our neighbour Aladdin because he left a load of carpet in the bin shed and caused days of drama in the estate WhatsApp group. That's so good.
That's
Sorry,
amazing.
People are so creative. Yeah.
I love that.
And then Kelly says, our neighbour is called Hot Wheels because he's nearly 40 and he still has a little boy racer car. I remember during COVID a house...
Hot Wheels.
So funny. I remember during COVID a house near us set up like a gazebo or whatever, and they made a sign called the Chill Shack.
Oh, right.
So we always say, what's going on in the Chill Shack?
Oh, very good. Jamie, what do you call your neighbour?
CCTV.
CCTV is a fantastic name.
I presume.
She's never out the window. Yeah. She knows
everything
that's going on in the road.
That's so good.
Oh, my God.
Honestly,
she's like the neighbourhood watch.
That's actually so fair.
I'm not giving me second name because she knows me.
Yeah.
I'd say that's probably what people maybe call us because we have a big window and I just love people watching.
Yeah, yeah.
We know all the drama. Who's coming in and out of the estate? It's gas.
It's so funny. I feel
I do the same myself, but I stay behind the curtain.
Yeah.
You're a bit more subtle.
I feel like as we get older, we stand in front of the window, don't we? Just looking at our neighbours going, what are they doing now?
Yeah.
And when is that skip going? Look at them putting on solar panels. Who do they think they are?
Their grass, the dandelions. Producer Callum.
This is going to really paint me in a bad light, but a couple of years ago, my girlfriend's mum bought me a pair of binoculars so I could be CCTV from our apartment window.
Oh my God.
Because I live in an apartment block that is on the main road.
Yeah, quite high.
You can see kind of a few things. I don't use them. I've used them a couple of times.
Does she have binoculars, Jamie?
No.
You wouldn't have
faster. She has a pair of glasses, that's all.
Right, okay.
sound, Jamie. Thanks, Mill. Have a lovely weekend.
See you, Jamie.
You too. Thank you.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.